I really don't have much to say with respect to testimony, except for the fact that since becoming a Christian, my whole life has just completely changed. And you look back and you say, what a load of rubbish leading a life that you have led. And it's so fulfilling to realise that you have Christ in you and that you're doing works for him and that you're fulfilling and being a part of his plan in the world. And ever since I've been here at the chapel, I've just grown on and on and on, and it's so good that that is the case. You can go to some places or you can, in yourself, be quite stagnant and things happen around you and you're just totally level. But it just so happens that I have, since attending this church, just gone on and on. And I'm quite grateful to the Lord for placing me here and for the circumstances that have brought me to here also. It's quite a pleasure to be up here with these guys. It really is. Amazing. I do pray quite strongly that from this point on that we'll be able to, that this witness to our faith will be able to just go on and being a fulfilment of God's desire for us to go through the waters of baptism, it would be actually just one more step. One more step onto him. I have a psalm to read. It's from Psalm 51. It's quite a handy book, this Bible. It's really good. When you don't have anything to say, you just kind of open it up and goes, oh, wow. Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you have proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I have been a sinner from birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the innermost places. And this is probably the important part here too. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. I'm thinking with respect to the talks Mr. Wilson did last week on Christ's glory, and just trying to imagine the glory of God in the fullness of the Godhead, and it just blows me out. So, really is amazing, and I'm just so glad to be here.